Good day. This is the Technologist Kids for the Daily Briefing for March 4th, 2019. My name is Kenneth Saunders III, and thank you for listening to this podcast. Please support this podcast by listening to it on a daily basis, sharing it with everyone that you know, but then also hit that subscribe button so that way that you can get notified on when the latest episode is actually live. So let's go ahead and begin the briefing. Yes, my friends, hope everyone had a great weekend. I did. It definitely was a busy day, particularly yesterday was busy. And even today, I got to tell you, it is absolutely amazing on really being able to be involved in the political system. And I was over at the state capitol here in Georgia and really pushing an initiative for cityhood here in South DeKalb, which is where I reside. You know what? It's really interesting on how people actually use technology. And I got to tell you, like, I know that I am a different breed and I tend to utilize tools, but it's very interesting on the very basic fundamentals that most people use their smartphones. But I'll talk about that in another episode. But here's the thing about it, is that as much as people are on their phones, it is absolutely amazing that so many people are afraid of actually utilizing the full capabilities of the products that they're spending money on a monthly basis just for other people to communicate with them. So all I do is just enable people in a very friendly way to know on, hey, this is what you can actually do. Even if you have a brand new Galaxy S or an iPhone 10, these are the things that you can actually do with your phone that actually enriches your life, because you'll want to use them anyways. And once you discover and you find out your device can actually do it, you'll never go back. And your thirst for knowledge for more tends to increase a little bit more. But that's great that I feel very fortunate that I'm in a position of being able to provide joy in people's lives. And speaking of joy, Facebook has done something that I think is really pretty cool. They have released a new version of their Facebook Messenger where if you actually send a moon to yourself, it actually enables dark mode. And what dark mode is that, like, right now, if you go into Facebook Messenger, you have white text on a white black text on a white background. Well, dark mode reverses that. Now, why would you want to do that? Out of all honesty, sometimes it's a bit easier on the eyes looking at white text on a black background than it is the opposite. But then also, if you're on it for a while, particularly if you have an iPhone 10 or a Galaxy S or any phone that uses an OLED screen, it actually saves battery life. And the reason why is because if you're looking at white text or colors, those pixels are actually turned on. But the black is perfect black, which means those pixels are turned off. So the more black background that you have, the longer that your phone tends to last. Now, it's not a huge boost, but it's a noticeable increase. And so you will see more manufacturers, either with Google with Android and Apple with iOS, implement dark mode more into their products. And it's good that Facebook has decided just to test it out. But again, if you want to try it out, you know, send a moon emoji, a crescent moon emoji to yourself, and then you'll get the prompt to enable dark mode. And I highly recommend it. Highly recommend it. Well, then also speaking of, iOS 12.2 beta 4 for us developers is out. That came out today, and I have not been able to have a chance to install it. That's actually installed it the moment I finish this podcast. And it's really getting closer and closer to later this month when 12.2 comes out. But when 12.2 comes out, expect an announcement for something new from Apple. I'm not going to say what it is, but I think most people will like it. And speaking of liking, you know, like how you love to exercise? Well, a few years ago, Microsoft was in the wearable business. And that's one of the cool things with one of the evolutions of Microsoft. They're able to kind of try things out, but they aren't really successful all the time, which is okay. But their fitness band with Microsoft that they released, in particular in conjunction after Apple released their Apple Watch, is that it's a fitness band to track your activities and whatnot. Well, They stopped selling it a couple of years ago, and they announced today that on May 31st is the last day that they'll actually give official support to it. So if you own one of those, I'm sorry, no more updates, but you probably knew that and have already bought an Apple Watch anyways. Right? No, seriously. Most people love Apple Watches, but even some of the other smartwatches. But Apple rules the smartwatch industry, and it's crazy on how much they dominated, particularly within a few years of actually releasing the product. And this is all, not even smartwatches, but all watches, period. Absolutely amazing. But let's go ahead and actually talk about AT&T. Now, why would I talk about AT&T? Well, this is going to direct you directly if you watch TV, whether or not if it's on cable, satellite, or in the streaming service. So, then of course, you know, AT&T merged, bought out Time Warner and all their properties, which include CNN, HBO, Turner Broadcasting, Cartoon Network, bunch of properties. Yeah, so that officially went through, and they have already announced today that they are restructuring HBO and Turner Broadcasting and merging together to one company called Warner Media. And this includes all of Turner Broadcasting. And so here in Atlanta, Turner Broadcasting, of course, you know, with CNN and Cartoon Network and TNT, they are consolidating. And what that means is that there are people that are going to lose their jobs. That potential can mean that the, I would say, part of the landscaping of downtown Atlanta or Midtown is about to change. And that's really unfortunate that they're going to lay off people simply because of a merger that AT&T wanted to do for greed. And I'm sorry, I'm sounding a little down about this because I don't like people losing their jobs, in particular for good people to lose their jobs. But then also, even when it comes to HBO, we all love HBO because of their original content. And they tend just to do stuff very well because they take their time and actually really put their heart and soul into each show that they actually put in. But the CEO of AT&T, even though that HBO themselves are making billions of dollars in profits every year, the dude is like, it's not enough. They're fearful of what Netflix has been doing, and instead of having hours every week or every month, they want hours for every viewer for every day, just like with Netflix. So HBO is producing 150 hours of additional content this year just to try to compete a little bit more with Netflix. I think that's a mistake. Because the people, what people love about HBO is its exclusivity of series that aren't broadcasting all the time, nor can you just watch the whole thing all at once unless it's already aired. And that also means that AT&T is getting into the subscription pay service, which they're going to announce later on this year after Disney has done it. And again, this is another subscription service that companies are getting into for your dollars. And that is a shame that they're actually doing that. And I really hope that people vote with their dollars and don't subscribe so that we can get back to something, some normalcy for people to actually watch the content that they want. And speaking of watching content, it is unfortunate that people who have bought Electronic Arts Anthem, which is the biggest video game that has come out this year so far, is actually bricking, causing crashes on people who own the PS4 and PS4 Pro. And here's my recommendation on it. If you have bought Anthem, which hasn't really been the best reviews, but there's some people who are extremely critical on video games. So until I play, I don't know when I'll play. But it's not really my type of game because multiple, I don't know. I love stories in games. But be very cautious on playing this game if it's causing crashes around the world. Because here's the problem, right? EA can't take any responsibility up for it. Sony will not take any responsibility for it. Which means that if it crashes and if it bricks to the point where it shuts down and it keeps starting up, shutting down, startup, shutting down, Sony will not do anything for you. Because one, it may be out of a warranty. And then because it's software, they're not going to cover it. How do I know this? Because Sony did the same mess to me a while ago with my PS3 and upgraded the firmware. And they're like, too bad, so sorry for you. So I actually had to actually fix it myself in order to get it working, which required ordering parts. And doggone it, Sony, you're lucky that I got the PS4. Because I sure was about to go with Microsoft. No, actually, seriously. But that was a horrible experience. So if you have Anthem, please don't play it until they actually release a fix for it. Please, please, please. Because the one thing that you don't want to do is play a game and it crashes your system and there's no recourse besides buying a new system. But speaking of getting something new, I got to tell you a quick story is that last week, I am an Apple person. And I was blessed to be able to win some Beats Studio 3 wireless last year. And I've been using them. They're currently around my neck right now. And they are awesome. Great sound and whatnot. Hey, and if you don't think that, oh, just because I'm playing Beats, that somehow I don't appreciate audio, because you may think that I'm not an audiophile because I like Beats and Bose. Well, you know what? You go ahead and spend the money for me to maybe get some Martin Logans, and I'll have that set up all around my house. How about that? But the Beats are really good, except the cushion started kind of tearing off a little bit. So I'm like, oh no, I cannot have that at all, right? Because no, I mean, this is a quality issue. And, you know, I don't want to, you know, jerry-rig some headphones that are still under warranty. Well, I went to the store, the Apple store. I turned them in. They have to ship them off. Told me it would be 5 to 7 business days that until I get it. And that was on a Thursday, last Thursday. And then on Friday, I got an email saying that they are shipping my replacement. And here I got them today. You know what? And I got to say, I got to give a shout out to Apple for doing that. Instead of actually fixing the headphones, you replaced them and you got them back to me as soon as possible. And I really, really appreciate that. That is one of the reasons why you pay a little bit more for Apple products than you do with other things. Just saying. Spend your money wisely. Look at customer service. Because when things break down, you want to be happy and know that you can actually be taken care of. And that's what Apple has done and what they have continued to do continuously. But either case, this ends the daily briefing for March 4th, 2019. My name is Kenneth Saunders III, Technologist KS3. I want to thank you for listening to this podcast and everyone have a wonderful day.